and marks. His kick comes off the pack to Crompton right up from the back pocket. If Crompton goes, the Demons are back in the lead. And it's through the middle. And there's the siren. Melbourne wins 8-16-64 to Collingwood's 8-12-60.
As the clock ticks down, the tears well up. Keep your eye on the red and the blue. At the final bell, it's a grand new flag. 57 years of torment eased and a curse lifted as McDonald puts the last flourish straight through the middle. Melbourne are premiers in 2021. The Demons win the Western Grand Final by a stunning 74 points.
Oh, it's been a 57-year wait. I thought I'd juxtapose the two premiership wins together 57 years apart. And there's been plenty of heartache and tragedy in between, but the drought is finally over, Melbourne fans, and you can embrace and certainly revel in the glory. It's funny, David Parker once labelled the third quarter as a premiership quarter, and that did come to fruition tonight, didn't it? When the D's slammed home seven consecutive majors in the last 15 minutes of that term to turn the match and indeed history on its head against the Western Bulldogs, who, a reminder, led, I think, by 19 points at the 12-minute mark of the third stanza where Marcus Bontempelli kicked a goal. And, gee, didn't the match turn very quickly? I think it was one of the quickest strikes of momentum in grand final history, in my view. Probably up there with that turnaround by Essendon against Hawthorn in the last quarter of the 1984 grand final. You're listening to the grand final edition of The Wash-Up on AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club and, of course, for Afina Home Loans as well. Check out super low home loan rates at afina.com.au as we review tonight's decider between Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs at Optus Stadium. Damian Watson with you tonight, as I have been all season. Feel free to call in, Melbourne fans in particular, from anywhere all over the world. You could be a former player, you could be a mad fan on the other side of the world. You've been waiting 57 years for this moment to express your elation. I don't think talkback radio even existed in 1964. Obviously, radio did, but not talkback, so it's a bit of a first. You can call in 1300 736 736 on the open line, thanks to Southern Phone. Great value NBN broadband offers from Southern Phone. That's at southernphone.com.au. You can also send in a text message through the text machine on 0433 98 11 16. The final scores tonight for Hyundai Forklifts, the best armed forklift around, and it was the best armed team around in the Melbourne Footy Club. 21-14-140, annihilating the Western Bulldogs in the end, 10-6-66 by 74 points. I think that scoreline probably belies how the match actually went, because the Bulldogs were certainly very competitive up until that halfway mark of the third quarter. Those final scores, all thanks to Hyundai Forklifts, the driver's choice that will drive your productivity. Time for your calls now. It's really a forum for you out there, Melbourne and Western Bulldogs fans. 1300 736 736. Let's firstly head to Michael, who's in Reservoir. How are you, Michael?
How you going, Damo? Now, have you got your finger on that dump button for Armenzo tonight? He might be... He might be a bit too chirpy tonight.
I've got the delay button on just in case he does pull a few words out.
Hey, I'm happy not the case. For that guy from Uganda. He was the Melbourne supporter, right?
Correct. He rang in last night and was going to be following the game. He was situated 70 kilometres from the Ugandan capital. He was going to be following the game with a couple of local school kids just to introduce them to Aussie rules football. And he's been following Melbourne for a long time.
Yeah. Now, I won't hold you up too long. I had a substantial bet on the win bet on Melbourne, so I felt like I brought them luck, but I went the wrong way with my bet. I thought Oliver, but I did like Petrarca, and I went the wrong way there. I thought one of them would win the Norm Smith, like the Brownlow, you know, it's a midfielder's medal. True.
Oh, yeah, although Bailey Fritch gave it a shake, didn't he, with a big bag?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe if he kicked one more, would it have changed things? Who knows?
Maybe. I just think with the Bulldogs on the game quickly, because I don't want to hold the callers up, I think Dogs just run out of legs, but at halftime, the Dogs were in the game, you know what I mean? I just think at the end of the night, they just sort of run out of steam. Now, I'll let you get to all the happy Melbourne callers, Damo.
No worries. Thank you, Michael, for ringing in. And, of course, the forum's open to the West of Bulldogs fans out there as well, just to express, I guess, your disconcertion to what occurred, given the Bulldogs were up by 19 points halfway through the third quarter. Let's head to Pete, who's in Essendon. How are you, Peter?
Good afternoon, Damo. I'm just amazing win by Melbourne. Congratulations to all the Melbourne supporters out there. But, Damo, did you see the assistant coaches for Melbourne?
Mm-hmm.
What quality assistant coaches they had. I mean, there was coaches within the coaches. Now, with David T going back to Carlton, they sent him to the gallows. You know, I mean, poor David T had no quality whatsoever. Now, if I was Michael Voss, being at Carlton, I will just look over my shoulders. Because if they do the same thing to him, he'll have no chance either, Damo.
Well, I guess I see your point about the role that quality assistants play in a premiership team. There's no question about that, because I was having this chat to Josh Jenkins actually earlier tonight, and he says in the modern game, really, when it comes to coaching staff, the senior coach is sort of the man manager, and man management tends to be the quality, the attribute that they need to possess in order to create a successful team. The assistants take charge in terms of the strategies and the tactics for each part of the ground, whether it's a midfield, defence or attack. So they do play an integral role. I mean, you've got Choco Williams there, who's a premiership coach himself from back in 2004. And here he is. I'm sure he's made a difference as well.
Yeah, just amazing. I mean, you know, it plays a big part in today's football, because the coach, like you said, I mean, can't do it on his own. And poor David Teague was left on his own. I mean, what chance did he have, Damo, really? What chance did he have at the end? They weren't even speaking to him, what I've heard, midway during the year. So he's at Richmond now, and hopefully that he can bring some value as well, his true self, hopefully.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there at Carlton. But just in regards to the historical context of Melbourne's victory, I mean, what stood out to you watching the game?
Look, I thought they were gone midway through that third or the beginning of the third quarter.
Yeah.
I never saw that coming, but I thought they were really gone, Damo. But once they started getting the clearance out in the middle with Petrarca and so...
Oh, unbelievable. You know,
the question is, did they run out of legs, the Bulldogs? Damo, you know, I mean, there's a lot of factors there, but they just, they sort of stop running.
It's always a possibility, but Melbourne's waves from the centre when they won the centre clearance, and I mean, players like Jackson, who made an integral role in the middle, and Max Gawn as well, it does play an integral part in obviously building the momentum. It's just funny how it switched all of a sudden, but the centre clearance work really was damaging, and they were so quick out of the centre as well from the stoppage of the Demons.
Yeah, you're right there, Damo. Look, at one point, I think Montepelli had one hand on that Norm Smith. And then it just amazing how it just turned around.
Yeah, even Treloar kick a couple of goals in pretty quick fashion, and it's amazing how you have these little pockets of the game, and it does come into insignificance in a way with a result like that. I still can't believe they won by 74 points when you consider how tight it was for most of the match.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I'm sure after 57 years, it's Melbourne, maybe St Kilda, not far around the corner, Damo, the way things are going. But, thanks for accepting the call.
No worries at all, Pete. Thanks for ringing in.
Have a good night.
Pete from Essendon there. Fantastic work. 1-300-736-736 to ring in, or you can text in 0433-981116. The lines are open for you, Melbourne fans. You've been waiting 57 years to have a lengthy chat and to express your adulation at your team. This is the post-game show at AFL Nation for Rainbird, smarter irrigation, the intelligent use of water, and for Dan Murphy's, kick off the footy finals, and you can end the footy finals now at Dan Murphy's. Back with more of your calls after this, but for the Demons fans out there, let's hear that grand old flag song.
It's a grand old flag, it's a high flying flag, it's the emblem for me and for you. It's the emblem of the team we love, the team of the red and the blue. Every heart beats true for the red and the blue, and we sing this song to you. Should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the red and the blue.
Sexyland stores are still open for click and collect and two-hour delivery. Head to sexyland.com.au to browse Australia's largest range of adult toys, from new season vibes to fun games for grown-ups. Sexyland, always open for you online 24/7 at sexyland.com.au and taking phone orders on 1800 885 239.
Kick off the footy finals and score a great deal at Dan Murphy's. Pick up a winner with a 10-pack of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Cola 375ml cans for only $41.90. Shop unbeatable prices in-store or online at danmurphys.com.au. Choose to drink wise. Conditions apply. Offer ends Wednesday, September 29.
AFL Victoria loves the game, not the odds. They stand alongside all 10 Victorian AFL clubs and more than 400 local clubs across Victoria that are protecting young people from sports betting promotion. To find out more, visit lovethegame.vic.gov.au.
Sustained performance in footy is more than just one great game. It's about playing consistently, game after game, season after season. It's the same with your super. Because if you're with Host Plus, you're the super fund with a history of long-term top performance. Host Plus, we go with you.
This is general advice only. Consider the relevant Host Plus PDS available at hostplus.com.au before deciding if Host Plus is appropriate for you. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future performance.
Funny the things we're missing, whether it's heading to that surf break up north, that fishing hole down south, or even endless rounds of ice by with the goofballs in the back. Whatever you can't wait to hit the road for, there's a Hyundai that's perfect for you. Although our showrooms might be temporarily closed, with Hyundai Click to Buy, your local dealer can step you into the car you want right now. They can even arrange contactless delivery. Search Hyundai Click to Buy to find out more and get ready to hit the road again. Hyundai, imagine that. T's and C's apply.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. During the lockdown, all our Melbourne stores are open to both trade and contactless pickup 7 days a week. Yes, all National Tiles Melbourne stores are open for both trade and contactless pickup 7 days a week. As best we can, National Tiles is continuing to support Melbourne's trade and retail tile buyers during the lockdown. National Tiles. Trade and contactless pickup at all our Melbourne stores 7 days a week.
The legendary reliability of Toro mowers has made them best on ground at Real Madrid and St Andrews. Then there's the legendary toughness of Toro irrigation that makes them best underground too. And now you can rely on Toro for your home ground. Check out Toro Wall Power Mowers, lithium-powered garden tools and garden irrigation systems at your local Toro dealer. For the home ground advantage, you can count on Toro.
Whether you're shivering in the winter chill or sweltering in the heat and humidity, there's only one thing you need to remember. When the temperature hits you, just get a Fujitsu. Fujitsu has an extensive range of efficient air conditioning solutions to meet the heating or cooling requirements of a single room or multiple rooms within your home. And for 4 years in a row, Fujitsu has been voted by Australians as the most trusted air conditioning brand. So remember, when the temperature hits you, just get a Fujitsu. It's Australia's favourite air.
Reader's Digest Trusted Brand Survey 2021.
In this year's decider, Melbourne takes on Western Bulldogs. And your AFL Records Souvenir Grand Final Edition is now on sale. A keepsake for the ages and a rematch of 1954 when the Bulldogs won their first premiership. Catch all the stats, facts, hits page and everything you need to know about footy's biggest day. Brought to you by 4&20, Australia's original fan food. The AFL Records Souvenir Grand Final Edition. On sale now. Just $15.
Available at Woolworths, newsagents, Coles and Coles Express.
2021 Grand Final Footy on AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. 2021 Grand Final Footy on AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club.
Welcome back. This is the AFL Nation Grand Final edition of the post-game show for Rainbird. Smarter irrigation, the intelligent use of water. Damian Watson with you, taking your calls. Melbourne fans, feel free to ring in. Doesn't matter where you are in the world or what standard of living you're in at the moment. feel free to ring in to express your exhilaration at a 74-point win in the grand final to break a 57-year drought. A great win over the Bulldogs. Christian Petrarca, of course, named the Norm's fifth medalist. Bailey Fritsch kicking a bag of six goals. And that famous 31 jumper, of course, immortalised by Ronald Dale Barassi. 1-300-736-736 to ring in, or you can text in 0433-98-1116. A quick shout-out for Flight Centre. Experience our experience. Flight Centre. Make Flight Centre your one-stop shop for travel. Just in terms of the text messages coming through, Richard says, well done, Dees. The best team all year. A great list to complement each other. Max is an inspiration. I can't remember a team like this or a dominant grand final in my life. That's Richard from Cremorne in Sydney. Also, Michael from Launceston here. Congrats to Melbourne and all their supporters on breaking the 57-year drought. As an Essendon supporter, it's been great to see in the last 20 years teams like Melbourne, Sydney, Geelong, the Bulldogs, even Richmond break some droughts and win the flag. Thinking of all my friends and family in Melbourne who support the D's and couldn't see it in their hometown. Tonight, it's a grand old flag. Also off the SMS, Anonymous here, you asked what stood out. Luke Jackson turned the game. He will be an absolute star. And that's the scary thing, isn't it? There's still a lot of scope for development for him. Salem's efficiency was critical. Absolutely agree. And he contributed on the scoreboard as well. Off the SMS, goodness gracious, didn't see that coming in the second half. Michael from Vermont says, hi, Damo, your tip was right. Can't recall such a huge turnaround in a final. Clearly the best team winning all finals easily. Congratulations to Hillary and also the other Melbourne supporters out there. 1-300-736-736 to ring in. Let's head to more of your calls. Paddy is in Warrnambool, a jubilant Melbourne fan. How are you, Paddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not as good as you, I'd imagine. That was an amazing turnaround. I probably compared it to the 84 grand final when Essendon turned it around the last quarter with that big final term against the Hawks. But, gee, did you see that coming even as an optimistic Melbourne fan halfway through the third quarter?
Well, I could see, like, the shots. We were having more, even early in the game, we had a lot more shots on goal. It was probably just an inaccuracy. Yeah. And, like, in the second quarter, it reminded me of the second quarter against Geelong in round 23, where they'd win it out of the middle and goal. Yeah. So, like, in the second quarter, I think the Bulldogs at one point went inside six times and scored six times, and I think it was four goals, two, or something like that. Like, they were just had an insane accuracy, which, of course, all credit to the Bulldogs. But once we were able to right that ship and win some contests, I think we won it back on our terms. It was amazing.
Oh, it was sensational. How do you feel? I mean, you've gone through, and it's probably an endless list of controversies that Melbourne have gone through. You go back to 1965 when Norm Smith was sacked, then reinstated, and that's what, according to some, started the curse. You had that lean period in the back half of the 60s and the 70s and the early 80s. They didn't make a final between 1964 and 1987, it must be said, and they broke through that drought in 87 when they finally made the finals. They had the grand final thumpings at the back end in 88 and 2000. So many board challenges. 2001 with the whole Joseph Gutnik situation. 1996, this time 25 years ago, their existence as a Melbourne Demons entity was under threat when there was a proposed merger with Hawthorn. We know about the financial struggles they had 10 years ago, that thumping at the hands of Geelong in 2011. So many you could list. And here they are with a premiership.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, my first Melbourne game as a member was 2012. I think it was 4 or 5 days after Jim Steins' funeral. And we're playing Brisbane, and we lost by 40 points. I think Trengove and Grimes were captain. It was their first game as captain.
Yep.
And I should have done it, but I walked out in the third quarter. I was just so unhappy. Like, I was traumatised by what happened to Jim. But, you know, that's a bloke that I never met. It was a bloke that I idolised, but it was a bloke that I never met. Mm. I could only think about what those players at that time were going through.
Yeah.
Like, I just think of all the players. Like, I'm only 29, so I've only experienced half of the pain that someone that was alive in 64 has experienced. But, you know, it was, Viney said it on the broadcast, like, his first couple of games was a loss by 75, 80 yeah. points, and his second was a loss by 130. Like, he said, this team was a joke, you know? And I'm sure at one point he was probably like, well, should I nominate, you know, should I nominate for this football club? But as much as anyone else, has changed the culture of this football club. It's just so many things have changed for this football club. And I think culturally that was the biggest difference. It's not about you know, we've obviously got all the talent in the world. I actually think the Bulldogs are more talented than us, particularly in that midfield of theirs. It's deep, but I just, it's the culture. It's just setting that standard. It's May and Lever and Gawn and Petrarca and Oliver. It's them collectively deciding. And Brayshaw, like Brayshaw, he's the biggest difference to me from what we were in 2018 to what we were in 2021, where 2018 it was just, I'm going to have a go. I'll get the ball. Now you get the ball. Now you get the ball. 2021, Brayshaw, he sacrifices himself. He's on the wing. You know, he might only get 10 or 11 touches, but he'll stop half a dozen, you know, rebounds out of defence from the opposition. Tonight he had 26, kicked a goal, which really got us started in the third quarter, but I think he's the biggest difference. Everyone bought into their role. Everyone understood that that was the way to success. And, you know, it's the team that we've always wanted. And I think even compared to last year, 2020 was a really tough year for everyone. We didn't make finals. We lost two games in Cairns that we really shouldn't have.
Yeah, against Freo and Sydney from memory. Yep.
Yeah, it's 4 or 5 days of just insanity. But I think the last 2 years, even you take out last, even last year, you know, we didn't make finals. It's a huge disappointment. But I think I'd probably say for all football fans, they're probably, we live in a pretty insane world. But I think the last couple of years, football has done a lot of things to keep us sane. And I don't think, you know, for all fans, I think that we shouldn't look past what all clubs and all players and all coaches have sacrificed in the last couple of years to get us football, you know. I can't believe we got through this year as much as I can't believe we got through last year.
That's right, and that's the only negative out of this whole experience is that people in Melbourne can't celebrate it in the traditional way at the MCG and out and about. Everyone sort of has to celebrate within the confines of their own homes. But it's a bit like Liverpool in the English Premier League last year. They waited for a long time. It was the same sort of thing in the UK. Paddy, appreciate your call, mate. Enjoy the experience as a 29-year-old. I know you're only 29 and I'm only 26, but you've seen a fair bit of ups and downs, cyclical ups and downs, probably more downs than ups when it comes to the Melbourne Footy Club. So enjoy the experience, mate.
No worries, thank you. If I could just ask one more thing.
Yep.
If Anthony Hudson is still in the studio, can he please say 13-13 for Melbourne's 13th premiership?
I'll see. He's probably upstairs somewhere around, but we'll see if he can.
No, he's worked really hard. I'm just wondering if he's still in the studio, if you could just say that to him. Thank you.
Good on you,
Have
Paddy.
A great night.
Paddy from Warrnambool there. Let's head to Virginia, who's in Wenderee near Ballarat. Lovely lake, Wenderee, of course. How are you, Virginia?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
That's good. Fire away.
Look, I'm a Richmond supporter, but I actually got a real buzz out of Melbourne winning.
Yes.
They're a team that have always been an underdog. And I think they did a wonderful job tonight. And they have lifted the spirits of the Melbourne supporters. And they've also lifted the spirits of Melbourne in general. We've been going through a terrible time with COVID.
Yeah.
And I think that Melbourne winning has really brought a lot to Victoria and Melbourne.
You're quite right. It's been a dark week, hasn't it, in Melbourne with all the protests going on? And
it has. Yeah. It has. And it's nice to see something good happen out of something that's going on that's bad.
You're quite right, and hopefully it lifts the spirits of a lot of people out there. And that's the thing, because of the drought, the sentimental support, maybe aside from the Western Bulldogs fans, the sentimental support was probably with Melbourne because of the drought-breaking subplot to this story.
Yes, yes.
Do you know a lot of, obviously you were saying you knew a lot of people, family members who married from Melbourne?
A lot of my family married from Melbourne, and they've waited for years for this to happen. So it is unbelievable to see it actually happen in a generation, in our generation, because quite often teams don't get to win for a long, long time. Melbourne's been a team that's, it's been a long time for Melbourne coming.
Just in regards to your family members and friends, were many of them around in 1964, or, you know, they've never seen a flag?
No, they were, but they were waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think when you wait a long time, it becomes even a bigger thing when it happens.
Yeah, no, you're quite right. It's almost surreal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, you'd know that being a Richmond fan after the long drought you endured, so there's probably an element of empathy as to the experience that Melbourne fans have gone through.
Well, the thing is, it's a bit of a different buzz because Richmond have won three premiers. And Melbourne haven't won for so long, so it's a bit of a real turnaround for a team that deserves to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Virginia, appreciate your call and hopefully... Hopefully your family members and friends can enjoy the victory. It's been a long time.
They're having quite a few drinks, I can assure you.
Just to get out of control. Good on you,
Yeah,
Virginia.
Okay, thank you.
Virginia there in Wenderee, not far from Ballarat. And I should mention as well, aside from the football club element of the downsides that Melbourne have gone through over the many years, there's also the tragic elements. You know, there's many lives that have been touched and so many people now have waited for a long time. You often hear the usual phrase, oh, I could die happy now because I've seen my football club win a flag. And it's gone through so much tragedy. You go back, Dean Bailey, Neil Danaher, of course, with the fight that he's shown. And it was great to see him celebrate the victory. There were some social media posts of him watching the presentation. He's gone through a big battle. He's done so much for the MND cause. Troy Broadbridge back in 2004 in the Boxing Day tsunami. You know, he played in that 2004 elimination final against Essendon. And James Herb was the one who took the final mark of that match. Troy Broadbridge was a man who was tagging him at that moment, and within a few months he passed away. So there's been so many tragic elements. We know about the deaths of Sean White as well, and I noticed off the SMS a lot of people, Jim Steins as we mentioned before, a lot of people off the SMS giving their congratulations to Gary Lyon. Anonymous here, what a wonderful thrill for Gary Lyon in Perth presenting the Premiership Cup, a great honour bestowed upon a great club champion. And he went through the highs and lows. He was around for the 88 grand final and he saw the lows when the D's weren't going well in 97 when they were wooden spooners, etc. 1300 736 736 to ring in. You can text in 0433 98 11 16. Just quickly for the tilers out there, a shout out for Beaumont Tiles because they have what you need. You know Beaumonts are here to help and they have helped Josh Bauer from Beaumont Tiles at Norwood in Adelaide to keep his business going through tough times and they can help you too. How's this for a helping hand from Beaumont Tiles? You can win a share of 100 grand's worth of Ardex waterproofing, grouts and glues. That's right, 100 grand's worth of materials could be yours. Shop at Beaumonts or jump onto icanwin.com.au to enter. It was Melbourne by 74 points in the 2021 grand final over the Bulldogs. Keep the calls coming. 1300 736 736. Damian Watson with you on AFL Nation.
Does getting a low doc loan feel a little like a draft pick? You're not sure if you'll get on the team? With Liberty's low doc loan, self-employed borrowers can rest easy. Offering flexible finance options for business owners, Liberty can help you kick your financial goals sooner. Liberty, official partner of the Essendon Football Club. Visit liberty.com.au today. That's liberty.com.au. Approved applicants only. Lending criteria apply.
How's your latest energy bill looking? It's time to flip the switch and experience the amazing value at Kogan Energy. Want proof? Just upload your electricity bill on KoganEnergy.com.au and find out how much you could be saving on Kogan's incredible energy rates. See why thousands of Aussies are already saving with Kogan Energy. Visit KoganEnergy.com.au. Kogan Energy, powered by PowerShop and does not operate in all areas.
Who are you backing for the big game? Whether you're a diehard Bombers supporter, a Lions tragic, or a Cats fanatic, every footy fan knows in finals there are no guarantees. If you really want to back a winner this September, back a camel. A thirsty camel, that is, with great specials like Carlton Draft 24-pack just $49.99 or Vodka Cruiser 4-pack 2 for $27 this week. Find your local bottle shop or shop online at thirstycamel.com.au. T's and C's apply. Hydrate responsibly.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. During the lockdown, all our Melbourne stores are open for both trade and contactless pickup 7 days a week. Yes, all National Tiles Melbourne stores are open for both trade and contactless pickup 7 days a week. As best we can, National Tiles is continuing to support Melbourne's trade and retail tile buyers during the lockdown. National Tiles, Trade and contactless pickup at all our Melbourne stores 7 days a week.
Do you have dentures and find them uncomfortable or inconvenient? Are you having problems eating due to missing or broken down teeth? Do you want to smile confidently in public? For a permanent solution, call Casey Smiles on 5996 6273 to book a free implant consultation.
G'day, Richo here. At Ferntree Gully Kia, the all-new Sportage is dropping soon. Featuring a revolutionary new design and cutting-edge technology, it's destined to become a complete game-changer. Sporty athleticism with attitude, the all-new Sportage is a powerful driving experience and sets a new benchmark in medium-sized luxury SUVs. Register yourself for a test drive and go into the draw to win a Weber barbecue at ferntreegullykia.com.au. Get that new car feel with Ferntree Gully Kia.
LMCT 11061.
Hot putty you've ever seen. Ream comes on steady, hot and strong. It just keeps on and on.
Ask your plumber about Ream's advanced stainless steel water heaters with 12 year cylinder warranties.
Install a Ream. Install a Ream.
Accept nothing less than Australia's best.
Hi, I'm Tim from Red Energy. The Australian-made logo is a true mark of Australian authenticity. So, for Red Energy to be certified to use the famous green and gold Australian-made logo, well, it's fair to say it's something we're pretty proud of. Here at Red, we're owned by the mighty Snowy Hydro, and that makes us 100% Australian. We're also based right here in Melbourne, so you can speak with a local who understands your needs. So, if supporting Australian means something to you, switch to Red today. Call 131 806.
Bruckner draws a neck in front and Bruckner holds on to beat Artorias.
Kiranmar Racing is leading the way during COVID restrictions with industry-first owners' communications pre, during and post-race days. Getting owners as close as possible. Kiranmar.com.au.
2021 Grand Final footy on AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. 2021 Grand Final footy on AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club.
Yes, it's a grand final edition of the AFL Nation post-game show. Melbourne are the premiers for 2021, demolishing the Bulldogs with an irresistible second half of the third quarter and the last quarter as well. 74-point winners over the Bullies tonight in a unique grand final in front of over 61,000 fans at Optus Stadium in Perth. Damien Watson taking your calls, 1300 736 736, or you can text in 0433 98 11 16. We do this for Afida Home Loans. Save on your home loan at afida.com. And for Rainbird, of course, Rainbird providing smarter irrigation, the intelligent use of water. Let's head to one of our loyal callers. She's been following Melbourne for many, many years. She's seen the highs, the lows, the peaks, the troughs. She's seen the glory years of the 1950s into the early 60s. She's seen the lean years since, and now she has witnessed the 2021 Premiership. Hilary, who's in Croydon. How are you, Hilary?
I'm great. I'm ecstatic.
Oh, gee. And I know
they were absolutely wonderful after halftime.
Did you see it coming at the halfway mark of the third quarter, that burst?
Yeah, because I still thought there was a long way to go. And when they went bang, 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 I just couldn't, I really couldn't believe it. They kicked 17 goals to one.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, wasn't it? I think they kicked 12 in a row without any answer from the Bulldogs. And I think
they were absolutely brilliant, they were. And my Petrarca got the medal. Oh, yeah. I love Petrarca.
And Bailey Fritch with 6 goals as well, Hilary. What did you think?
I love all of them, but I love Petrarca. He's one of my favourites. I love all of them, though.
You love the synergy in that Bailey Fritch was wearing the 31 Guernsey.
Yes, Ron Barassi.
Yes, your mate.
Old number, yeah. Oh, they were just sensational. I just couldn't believe it at the end. 74 points. I mean, King said they'd win by 5-plus goals.
What was your tip again?
No, I thought Melbourne would win.
But by how much? How much did you think they'd win?
I didn't think they'd win anything like 74 points.
Yeah, that's right. What does this mean for you, Hillary?
My son was here tonight. He said, I think they'll win quite easily, really, he said.
Mm.
He did. He said, way before it started, he said, I've got a feeling they're going to win really easily. I said, oh, I hope you're right, and then we can enjoy it.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then, of course, every time they got further, he kept saying, oh, it's over now. I said, Brad, it's not over. There's 16 minutes to go. Stop saying it. He does this at the football. And it makes me so angry.
We all have that family member.
I've got that many messages on my phone. I've got no idea who they're all from because they leave numbers, but they don't leave a name, and I don't know the numbers off by heart.
Yeah.
I've heard from the granddaughters and my other son and my son in Harvey Bay. He was crying. My other son in Ferntree Gully said, he said Craig was crying his eyes out. I spoke to him quite a few times, but he wasn't crying when I was talking to him, you know.
Did you shed a tear, Hillary?
Pardon?
Did you shed a tear?
No, I didn't shed a tear. I was just so happy.
Mm. Well, of course, your late husband loved the Demons as well. I mean...
Oh, that's who I felt for, my darling husband. I said to him at the start of the third quarter, I said, please, David, I gave him a kiss. I've got his picture on my phone. I said, please, David, barrack harder for the Demons. You're not barracking hard enough. And I kissed him. I said, barrack harder, darling, please. Oh.
Well, he barracked hard, all right. He overcompensated.
Oh, it was great. I was wrapped. We won by 74 points.
Yeah. You were there in 64, Hillary, so...
Yes, I was, and I was there in a lot of the 50s as well.
Yeah, that's right. How does it compare, given the long drought? Because when you think about it...
In every grand final they've won, they've never won by that much.
No, that's right. They've had some
convincing wins.
Mm. Huh? They've had some convincing wins in the 50s, but not like that. Does it feel a little bit better because you've been able to appreciate it due to the long drought compared to those flags in the 50s?
Not really. Just Norm Smith won 6 in 10 years. He did.
Yeah.
And then we had the one in 64. Oh, he was there then anyway.
Yeah, he was there then.
Yeah, that's right, because he got put off 65, didn't he, which I couldn't understand. They're morons there. But anyway, I think they're a lot better now, but I think they've got a much better team than what they've ever had before. I mean, that little Bowie that played, he was 18, and I saw he was 19, so he must have just turned 19. And, I mean, Cozzy Pickett didn't do much tonight, but he's only a kid too. And he's not bad, that little Bowie. He's a beautiful kick.
He's only played 7 games, Bowie, I think.
Yeah, he's only played 7 games, and he's an absolutely beautiful kick, he is. And, Petrarca, he was great. Oliver was... They were all good, really. Langdon was good. He's a terrific footballer. And Ben Brown was good.
Yeah.
The only one that wasn't so good was, McDonald. He wasn't so good, but then neither was Cozzy Pickett. But then he did kick a goal.
He did, yeah, that's right. And, look, you got to recognise the contribution throughout the season as well. You got to get them there.
Of course you do. He was good throughout the season. And I think, at the beginning of the year they wanted Goodwin's head. You know, he was useless. He was no good. He'll be put off and... and they won the first 11 or 12 games without losing. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then when we finished on top, I really thought we'd win because I thought they'd run out of legs. I thought they'd get tired.
Yeah, well...
Even at half-time when they were 19 points up or whatever, we just thrashed them after that.
No, it was unbelievable. I don't think anyone saw it coming, and it was a great burst. You got a number of text messages off the machine here. Hillary, big fella family, wanting to wish you congratulations. Tim from Berwick says, congrats, Hillary and Chris from Camberwell for a great Demons win. Also off the SMS Anonymous here, big congrats to the Demons and their supporters. Long drought broken. Just quickly, Max Gorn's goal was a goal, no doubt. That was the set shot of his referring to. It did look like it from the TV camera, didn't it?
If you put it on Google, a friend of mine rang up and I said, that was a goal that Max Gawn won.
Mm.
And because I watched it, and it went straight through the middle. And I thought, how could he pay it a point? And Max Gawn stood there looking at him.
He put the hands out.
Yeah. He was bewildered. Did you see him?
Yeah, yeah, he put the
and
hands out.
And my friend rang me and she said, if you put it on Google, you can see it. It goes straight through the middle.
Oh, Hillary, how are you going to celebrate just before I let you go?
Oh, I'm not celebrating. I'm not. I'm just going to watch the footy show tomorrow to see what they say. And oh, I'm taping it. I'll probably watch it again tomorrow. And oh, yes, because I've got all of them on tape. All of not all the grand finals because you didn't have, you know,
no.
what we've got now. But yeah, that's all I'm going to do. And I was still awake at 3 o'clock this morning.
Because you were nervous.
I was in bed. No, not nervous. I just couldn't get to sleep. Mm. I think I've been talking on the phone and to you and
yes.
other people rang and I've got a whole lot of people I'll have to ring tomorrow that rang me on the phone and a lot of people rang me today wishing me, you know, congratulations and my nephew in Perth who I got 7 tickets for, he sent me a whole lot of pictures and they were in their Melbourne jumpers and his friend had a Melbourne jumper on and it had, what was the first word?
Oh, was it give him hell or something?
No, to me.
Oh, yeah.
God, it began with
redemption or I don't know.
No, this is for trouble when you're getting old. Meaning for me to Auntie Hill.
Right.
The name's Hillary and Brett calls me Auntie Hill and he had on his jumper, he'd written it on.
Yeah, good stuff.
For Auntie Hill and it had a heart at the bottom.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was lovely. So
enjoy the victory, Hillary. It's been a long time coming, 57 years. You were there in 64,
yes,
you were there in the 50s. Enjoy 2021.
Yes, I will.
Good on you,
Hillary.
I
can't wait for next year now.
Fantastic. I'm sure many Melbourne fans couldn't. Good on you, Hillary. Hillary.
No,
sorry, go on.
Yeah. Okay, darling.
Good
See
on you.
Bye.
Good on you, Hillary. Phil is in Sunbury. How are you, Phil?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Not as good as you, though.
Well, what a game, mate. Oh, tell you what. I just want to say to all the Melbourne Demons, that as that lady said before, absolute ditto. We've been in such a bad year and all this COVID and one thing and another. Hopefully that can make a lot of Melbourne people happy. I really mean that.
Mm. That's right. And you were in Sunbury, which is a bit of a COVID hotspot, as we know. So a lot of people have been doing it tough there in particular. What did it mean? And did you see that turnaround coming in the third quarter?
What's that?
Did you see the turnaround coming in the third quarter?
Oh, unless you've got a crystal ball, who wouldn't have seen that?
Yeah.
But
good answer.
See, you know, it's amazing. I feel so wrapped for Melbourne people. They've been through all this hardship. I mean, a lot of those finals, like, as I said, I follow the Blues, but when they played in 87, that thing with Jim Steins and that and Hawthorn just winning and getting in,
yep.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it's a lot of heartbreak. It's been a long time and I saw Collingwood break their draft in 1990.
Yes.
32 years, I think it was.
Correct.
Sydney, when they won in 2005, I think it was 72 years or something.
That's the longest ever, yes.
Yeah, so not that they... it was a higher score for a Melbourne win in the grand final because I know Geelong held the highest score record when they beat Port Adelaide. It was 119 points, so... I don't know whether that'll ever be beaten, but, you know...
They have the highest margin, but I think the highest score in a grand final, correct me if I'm wrong, was Carlton in 1972 when they scored 177 ahead of Richmond's 150.
Yeah. Was that against Essendon?
That was against Richmond in 1972, I think.
It was Richmond, yeah, you're right, yeah. It was 68 when they beat Essendon. I was only 2 years old, yeah.
Yeah, that was when it was a very windy day and very inaccurate, and I think the Blues won by 4 points despite kicking less goals than the opposition, from memory.
Yeah. I remember that 72, yeah. That's when Walls and Big Nick kicked about...
Correct.
I think Walls got 6 and Nick got 8 or something, or 7, something like that. So,
good stuff. Well, Phil, appreciate your time. I know the Ox, David Schwartz, who's a Melbourne great, he hung around Sunbury for a little while. He went to school in Sunbury. So there's a few Melbourne supporters out that way.
Well, look, no demons. I just want to congratulate. They've been the best team of all the year by far, which I mean that. And just enjoy. Yeah, that's all I can say, yeah.
Good on you, Phil. All the best, mate. Have a good night.
No worries, mate. See ya. Bye.
Phil from Sunbury there, 1300 736 736, to ring in. A quick shout out for Riggers Western, bred on a cattle station in the Kimberley to withstand the Aussie life. Love to be up there at this time of year. You are listening to the post-game show, the grand final edition on AFL Nation for Athena Home Loans. Save on your home loan at athena.com.au, 1300 736 736, to ring in. Melbourne the premiers for 2021. Feel free to call in to express your jubilation, or I guess your despair, depending on who you follow. Damien Watson with you.
Sustained performance in footy is more than just one great game. It's about playing consistently, game after game, season after season. It's the same with your super. Because if you're with Host Plus, you're the super fund with a history of long-term top performance. Host Plus, we go with you.
This is general advice only. Consider the relevant Host Plus BDS available at hostplus.com.au before deciding if Host Plus is appropriate for you. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future performance.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. During the lockdown, all our Melbourne stores are open for both trade and contactless pickup 7 days a week. Yes, all National Tiles Melbourne stores are open for both trade and contactless pickup 7 days a week. As best we can, National Tiles is continuing to support Melbourne's trade and retail tile buyers during the lockdown. National Tiles. Trade and contactless pickup at all our Melbourne stores 7 days a week.
Essendon GWM Havel is your new GWM Cannon Ute buying centre. Come and see the full range of GWM Cannon Utes, built tough with more features and all for less. With great customer satisfaction and impressive Google reviews, they are your number one choice for the all-new GWM Cannon Ute. Drive into Essendon GWM Havel, 600 Mount Alexander Road, or call the Cannon hotline on 90 80 1111. Tradies premium finance available. T's and C's may apply. LMCT 10092.
Bob and Andy here to talk about Four Pines, the official beer of our drive show.
Just like our show, Four Pines and their beers are filled with real characters.
Taking the Pacific Ale, full-bodied with Aussie hops and flavours, featuring passion fruit, pineapple and pear, with a smooth dry finish.
The Pale Ale's a cracker too, with flavours of grapefruit and pine balanced nicely by a smooth bitter finish.
Four Pines venues across Victoria offer delicious tasting beers and burgers. Check out fourpines.com.au to find your nearest venue.
Are you a certified value hunter? The hunt ends with the Kogan Money Credit Card. No annual fees, tantalising rewards, and a Kogan First membership for cheaper deals and free shipping at Kogan.com. Plus, you could earn up to $400 Kogan.com credit when you meet the requirements, or up to 2 cents of Kogan.com credit for every dollar of eligible spend. Make the switch to a better value credit card at KoganMoney.com.au.
/footy. Offer ends September 30. T's and C's credit criteria apply. Product issuer and credit provider, Citigroup Proprietary Limited.
Safety Steel. Time to get real.
Servicing all of Australia, Safety Steel is renowned for getting the job done no matter the size. Industrial, commercial, domestic and rural, Safety Steel helps local business move forward. Garages, carports, massive warehouses, barns, farm sheds, whatever your project or development, everything is designed with advanced engineering. Safety Steel, over 50 years and still going strong.
Safety Steel, time to get real.
SafetySteel.com.au.
The Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Half Price Cosmetics Sale is on now. All big brand cosmetics are half price. All L'Oreal and Maybelline, half price. All Rimmel and Sally Hansen, half price. And all Revlon and Nude by Nature, half price. That's right. All big brand cosmetics are half price. So hurry into Chemist Warehouse for the Footy Finals Sale today and stock up on all your favourites. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
At Rolled Vietnamese, we don't mind how you eat as long as it's fresh. We're talking Vietnamese dinner, like Mum made, without the messy kitchen, but all the love. So go on, bite into Banh Mi, Crunch Soldiers, Slurp Pho. Eat bao with your hands. Talk with your mouth full of gai. Keep your elbows on the table. That's how we roll. Rolled, fast, fresh Vietnamese. Download the Rolled app to order now.
2021 Grand Final Footy on AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. 2021 Grand Final footy on AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club.
Welcome back. You are listening to the post-game show on AFL Nation, the Grand Final edition, Melbourne to the Premiers for 2021. We do this, of course, for Rainbird. Smarter irrigation, the intelligent use of water. That is Rainbird. 1-300-736-736 to rig in, or you can text through 0433-981116. Just quickly, the final scores tonight for the Redo Traffic. Built for Business, it was Melbourne 21-14-140. Accounting for the Bulldogs, 10-666. As for the Redo Traffic, keep your business moving with 30,000 kilometre service intervals. 1-300-736-736. Let's head to Rob, who's in Maidstone. How are you, Rob?
Pretty bloody good, mate. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. got no words, mate. It's just, I can't believe it, mate. Yeah. It's speechless, really. I mean, I don't know why I called in, really, because I got no words.
You got a few mates around you, have you?
Oh, yeah, just my housemates and my wife. But, I've been waiting my whole life for this. My family, my friends, everyone. I just can't believe it. And, to get there finally, I know we can't be there, but, there are lots of people over in WA and, there's diehard fans all over the country that don't get to games and that. So, just to see it on telly, it's still great, and we broke the drought and, bring it home next year. Yeah, we're coming. That's my wife in the background there. She's losing it.
Absolute roller coaster of a game. It was a tough halftime.
Yeah, we got a bit of everything there, didn't we? We got the nice lead at the start, and then they come back there in front of half time, and I reckon I did about 20,000 steps pacing around the dinner table, and then. Yeah, we fucking came home with it.
Excuse
my French, but yeah.
That's all right. I'm glad I've got the delay button on. Just quickly, just in relation to obviously claiming the flag, what they're capable of going forward. You said before that, there's a lot of young players in that squad. Could there be some form of dynasty?
Oh, 100%. That's what we got to strive for, get Melbourne back up the top. And, now we've got 13 flags. People forget we already had a bunch of flags in the bank. Now we're on 13 and, the record's 16? Mate, we can break that. I reckon we're coming. We are coming.
Well, there's a lot of young players in there, so that's a good thing. Hey, Rob, appreciate your call, mate. And does your housemate want to say something? Sorry, just quickly before we let you go.
On the young players, I thought Dogger tonight was outstanding. When Gorney came off the ruck and Dogger stepped in the third quarter. That really helped out momentum shift.
And Gus as well. Track got the norm and well-deserved, but Gus and Dogger, they really turned the game for us, we reckon. Gus put his body on the line big time, I reckon. And, they need a lot of credit, for tonight. And then early on, Rivers, really good down back. When everyone talked about May and Lever and that, but Rivers, he really stood up,
Yeah.
So I reckon there's a lot of unsung heroes from tonight. And,
The future's looking bright for the Melbourne Demons.
And you see the scope of development there for Jackson as well. And wasn't he a star? He really stood up. I mean, he's still so young. He was taken at number 3, wasn't he, in the 2019 draft? He's only been in the system for a couple of years. And I think just the way they were able to roll in waves out of the centre clearances, out of the stoppages as well, it was just a sight to behold in many respects. Guys, and your wife as well, all the best. Enjoy the victory long into the early hours.
Yeah, thank you. Can I just give a quick shout-out to the Ric Flair and Max Gorn Appreciation Club?
Right, yes.
Yeah, mate, you guys, through this lockdown, we've been through it, but, we're here. We got the cup. Woo!
Good stuff.
Cheers, mate.
Good on you. Rob from Maidstone there, along with his housemates and wife and pretty much everyone around. I hope they're enjoying themselves after a big Melbourne victory, a grand final victory for the ages. Just in relation to some text messages coming through, absolutely shattered Bulldog supporter, says Anonymous. This is the most beautiful thing about footy. You almost feel the most pain being second for the season. Hopefully this binds and builds the Dogs for 2022. But another back against the wall effort this September. Proud and pained. This club is in great hands for the next few years in coach, captain and leaders. Joe says, well done to the D's. They proved to be the best team this year. Everything aligned for them. Proud of the Dogs making the grand final, but their effort after the 10-minute mark of the third quarter was inexplicable. I still don't understand why Dunkley didn't appear to be assigned a run-with role for Petrarca. Petrarca was always going to take the game away from the Dogs and win the Norm Smith if unchecked. And that's a reasonable point as to why he wasn't shut out of the game and tagged to a great extent, given what he is capable of. And maybe at three-quarter time, they could have made a change over to try and block and nullify his run and his impact on the game. Also off the SMS, well done D's, but just remember the entire city of Melbourne doesn't support the D's, so not sure their victory tonight will do more for the city than a Dogs' victory. I suppose there's a sentimental aspect because they've been waiting for so long. Also off the SMS, good atmosphere and it was great to watch the game. Also, Tom from Newington says, good to hear the happiness in Virginia and Hillary's voices. When a team that hasn't won a flag for a long time wins, it lifts people's spirits and gives them hope in these difficult sides and also times. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in the NRL Grand Final next week. Thank you, Tom, for texting through. Some stations will be leaving us. Some stations will remain with us. Feel free to call in if you're part of that network who will be with us into the early hours of the morning. But it is Melbourne. Premiers for 2021, a historic day, breaking the 57-year drought, a 74-point victory over the Bulldogs, 21-14, 140 to 10-6, 66. This has been the post-game show at AFL Nation for Rainbird. Smarter irrigation, the intelligent use of water, that's Rainbird. And for Dan Murphy's, delivering it under 2 hours to selected metro areas, conditions apply.